This is JIS News. Coming up, small businesses in Manchester benefiting from Ready Project. Junior Works Minister satisfied with quality of roadworks in sections of Westmorland, and Jamaica poised to reap significant revenue from forest resources. The details after this message.
Mark, hold on there. Don't tell me says the garbage you go through in Nigeria. Imagine me go to the public meeting last week and hear the health people them talk about proper garbage disposal. This is what you consider proper to be?
Why, Miss Shame. Me should I really know better.
It not just go for you, you know, but the message is for everybody.
Keep your place clean. Keep Jamaica clean.
I'm on a mission. A mission. Today is the day.
Now the news. Some 12 community-based businesses in Manchester are now benefiting from increased production thanks to the Jamaica Social Investment Fund's Rural Economic Development Initiative, READY. Under the initiative, funded by the World Bank, the groups received financial assistance valued at $51 million. Group members were trained in best practices in fertilizer use, environmental protection, and record keeping, resulting in increased yields and higher profits. Beneficiaries also received advice on the proper labeling and marketing of their goods.
The support given to this community project could be likened to the effect of a water and fertilizer to a tree root. The tree will only flourish.
So I'm here to give thanks and praises to all who help us to cross that hurdle. Because hurdle is a thing that is gone past now because we are independent farmers up by top loan.
Beneficiaries of READY speaking at a recent exhibit of the projects in Manchester. In the meantime, Agriculture Minister Roger Clark has praised JASIF's Rural Economic Development Initiative for its role in empowering community businesses. Noting the government's thrust to reduce the country's reliance on imported goods, the Agriculture Minister said the project will not only benefit Manchester, but the entire country.
This partnership with the World Bank and JASIF, done in the respective communities, has improved the lives of all those who have been engaged. Individuals being taught best practices, soil testing, the charcoal pit, kind of fertilizer you use, how you dispose of your spray material, etc., etc. That is going to make a significant impact on production and productivity in the country.
The Rural Development Initiative, funded by the World Bank and managed by JASIF, is aimed at reducing poverty by increasing the earning potential of rural communities. Road rehabilitation and upgrading projects are being carried out across sections of Westmorland under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Programme, JEEP, and the Jamaica Development Infrastructure Programme, JDIP. The works are being carried out at a cost of over $1.5 billion. Junior Transport Works and Housing Minister Richard Azan has expressed satisfaction with the quality of the ongoing works. He was speaking with JIS News following a tour of the projects in eastern and central Westmorland.
So far, we are satisfied that majority of the works on the JEEP program will be completed on time, because we have a time period that we give, that before the end of June we are hoping to wrap up all the JDIP and G projects.
Among the areas visited by the minister were Ashton, Berkshire, Cedar Grove, White House, Belmont, Cave, Stony Bridge, and Ferris. Mr. Azan says the improvement works will enhance the economic prospects of the entire parish and, by extension, the country. And Jamaica could benefit from significant revenue inflows totaling as much as $30 billion through its forests under the UN's Programme on Reducing Emissions from Deforestation and Forest Degradation, RED. United Nations Development Programme UNDP Resident Representative in Jamaica, Dr. Arun Kashyap, says it's time for Jamaica to begin the process of accrediting economic values to as many forestry goods and services as possible.
Similarly, the role of forests as a sink for carbon that can simultaneously strengthen the adaptive capacities of local communities to climate change can lead to economic revenues through the UN collaborative program.
Dr. Kashyap was addressing the recent Forestry Department Forum to mark the United Nations International Day of Forests. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.